Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Here's Fesco, Dusty, and Mac with this week's edition of Start, Bench, Cut.
No Fesco in today, just Mac and myself will all three be back on Monday. We'll have the rest of the week off, and then we'll all be back here for you. Somebody says, so I texted in late yesterday, was up 60 in the championship. I had no one. He had Bijan and Puka.
Oh, God.
Was pounding stress beers. 9K on the line, one by five.
Oh. Wow.
He must have been up huge. Because what? Bijan had 39-ish. He had 200 plus all-purpose yards, two touchdowns, five receptions. Whew. Wow. 9K on the line.
Damn. Let's
and Puka go. had a couple. Almost catches, not catches, had a touchdown.
I had
that
to get my car fixed, so if you want to Venmo me.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dustin Dash Likens.
Oh, look at that next text from him. That's so nice.
I don't know, my computer's going off. Oh.
That's a good chunk, thanks to Mac.
Hey, so you should get paid. NIL.
I don't know about that. But hey, Fantasy Football Sundays, we'll start again next year. I'll start before the draft. I'll help you out.
It's over?
Yeah, we're done. We're it.
That was season one in the books?
That's good. I guess my season two now.
Season two now, yeah. That's right. You've been here 2 years. Yeah. We've been doing this for 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, you took the reins from me. And look, people are winning 9K, and I'm getting people just frustrated. So it works. Start, bench, cut. Mac, Dusty, Fesco. I'm kidding. Don't answer that question. 913-586-7965. Start, bench, cut. Free agent running backs next year. Breece Hall, Rico Dowdle, Travis Etienne. I'll throw a fourth, Derrick Henry.
I'll honestly, in that order, I'll start Breece, I'll bench Rico, I'll cut Etienne, and I will double cut Derrick Henry. I'm sorry. I love you, Derrick Henry.
This is the last hurrah?
It's not even that.
Of the ageless wonder?
He's still got
the greatest running back we've ever seen?
Of course. He's still got juice. He'll still be good next season. He's just not fit for this offense.
Fair. Start, bench, cut, legendary wide receivers, because we asked Dan Hughes. Of course, everybody's entitled to their own opinion. This one I give you because Mr. Larry Fitzgerald headlines the Hall of Fame class of 2026.
Damn.
He, Frank Gore, and Jason Witten are the Drew Brees, Larry Fitzgerald, Frank Gore, and Jason Witten all headlining the 2026.
Not bad. Not bad.
So these three wide receivers, start, bench, cut. Larry Fitzgerald, Randy Moss, Andre Johnson.
Damn.
Shout out to the U, Andre.
That is
Cavender Twins.
Man, that's a really good threesome.
Yeah, I'm going to go, and this is for reference. You kind of gave this to Dana earlier with, what was it, Calvin Johnson, Andre Johnson, and
T.O.
And T.O., and he started with T.O.
He cut Calvin Johnson.
Wow, I'll start Randy Moss, I will bench Larry, and I will cut Andre Johnson. I feel bad. It's the second time I've cut Andre Johnson. I loved him growing up.
Biggest Courtland Finnegan fan over there in the world.
Yeah.
Dude got his ass kicked by. Never saw Andre Johnson bat an eye.
Exactly.
And then he lined up against Courtland Finnegan one game and just destroyed that man.
Throwing hands.
What is it? Larry Fitzgerald has more tackles than drops.
Yes.
In his career.
Yes.
That alone should get you into the NFL Hall of Fame.
It's insane. And it's like eight. It's a low number.
Yeah.
Just that's the least drops he has.
Yeah. Wow. Kadarius Toney has more drops in three seasons than Larry Fitzgerald has in 15.
Yeah.
That's insane. Overrated holidays, New Year's Eve, St. Paddy's Day, Halloween.
Ones that I like?
Ones that are overrated. You'd say overrated the most are bench cut.
Oh, okay.
Like, what's the most overrated? Obviously, New Year's Eve?
Yeah, I think New Year's Eve's definitely the most overrated. Mm-hmm. I'll bench Halloween. And I think St. Patrick's Day actually probably doesn't get enough love.
Thank you.
I like St. Patty's
Us
Day.
Irish guys appreciate that.
Yes, exactly.
St. Patty's Day should get love. We didn't know how great it was until it got taken away from COVID.
Yeah, and then it was like, oh, shoot.
They didn't put
the
Chicago
beer.
River green. Yeah. That is one thing I do. I don't want the green beer.
No, I don't
it's just something
beer.
About the look of it.
Yeah, it looks weird.
Like one time my sister wanted to like improvise cooking and she made me a sandwich and put blue dye in the mayo.
Oh,
couldn't eat it.
Oh.
I love you, Summer. Couldn't do it. Couldn't eat blue mayonnaise. I was out. Parents came home, like, what'd you eat for lunch? I'm like, well, Summer tried to make me a sandwich. She put blue dye in the mayonnaise. Parents lost it. Thought I was joking. I do love you so much, Summer. I appreciate you. New Year's Eve, very overrated, but I think the older you get, it's kind of the perspective of what the previous year was and what you want to do further in life. So I think Halloween is very overrated.
Okay, that's fair.
I enjoy it. I think it's fun. But as I get older, it's more overrated. Right? Like, when you do Halloween stuff nowadays, it's more so like, how can I benefit myself while these kids go do their thing?
Yeah,
New Year's Eve, I'm going to cook a fat steak if you're with your significant other.
Easy.
This year was so great, I can't wait for us. Single in a month. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Hannah's like, my favorite holiday is Halloween. I'm like, come on.
That's fair.
No,
I mean,
it's not.
To each their own. What was your Halloween costume this year?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
So I go to Christmas. Weather-wise, do you want a white Christmas?
Mm.
Do you want what we had this year? 65, cloudy, foggy, gray, but warm? Or do you want it cold but sunny?
I'll do white Christmas, cold but sunny, and then what we had. I want white Christmas. Give me the
snow. Didn't we have the juice? Didn't we have the Christmas juice because of the weather?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. It just felt weird. It felt odd. I mean, I was in Nashville, and it's usually cold there, and I was outside playing disc golf with the family on one of the baskets just putting.
Like, yeah, just banging chains.
Yes, we were. It was Christmas morning.
Hell yeah.
In a t-shirt and shorts. It was just weird.
It's like when you do the silent night service, right, with the candles, you blow them out, and then you go outside, and you're like, guess I could have worn shorts.
Yeah. Doesn't have the same. It's weird.
Can't fall Christmas. On your knees. You got shorts. Oh, on your knees. Okay, ringing in the new year, what's your cocktail of choice? A seltzer, a brew, or a cocktail?
Where does Surfside fall into this?
I know,
I'm
it's
like...
It's not a seltzer.
It's not a seltzer.
I would say cocktail.
I think it's a cocktail, so I got to start
that. Yeah, you got to go Surfside
all the way.
Because everyone will steal them. I promise you. Buy two cases of them.
Okay.
Put them in the fridge and watch them dissipate.
Yes, they always do.
People go, ooh, Surfside, dusty here.
Exactly. There we go. Repping it on the jacket, baby.
You got to, man. Shout out Surfside.
Yeah, cocktail, beer, seltzer. I can't do the bubbles, man.
No bubbles.
No bubbles and Surfside, no troubles.
Zero troubles.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Yeah, there will be Surfsides in the masses.
Starting tonight.
Oh. Better believe it. We have any bowl games on tonight?
I think there are some crappy ones.
Mm.
And Drew would be like, actually, they're really good. Let me see.
NCAA football.
Oh, yeah. Tennessee's today.
Wow.
Yeah.
You mean to tell me you're not locked into Coastal Carolina versus Louisiana Tech? And then tonight you have USC versus TCU. Oh, we have some fun to bet
that's
tonight.
All right, yeah.
Some fun.
Yeah, Tennessee, I forgot, we're at 4:30.
That's a solid start.
Yeah, I'm okay
that's when
with
you
that.
Start the cocktails.
I was about
that's
to say
start
that's when
cocktails.
I start a Surfside.
Yeah, that's when you pop the zero bowl, zero trouble.
That's the excuse
starting
right there.
At 4:30. And then tomorrow, Iowa, Vanderbilt, Michigan, Texas, Nebraska, Utah, and then the banger, the U versus Ohio State. Ohio State is going to crush Miami.
I think so.
Carson Beck is going to get absolutely destroyed.
Yes.
And I am ready for it because he already broke that poor girl's heart.
Oh, I know.
Miss Cavender.
Your girl.
You know what I mean? Continuing with start bench cut, we go into what you want start bench cut for the draft of the Chiefs. Defensive end, wide receiver, running back.
That's it. For the draft specifically, defensive end, wide receiver, running back. In my perfect world, Breece Hall is a Chief by draft time. That way I can look in the third and fourth round and get that second running back.
Okay. A lot of people taking the 70 degrees all day on Christmas.
Well, I got one for you.
Yeah.
Start bench cut. These are your girls. Cavender twins, whichever one. I don't know. Do you have one that you like?
I think
like?
Haley's single. I think she's the single one. I think Hannah's the one getting married to,
to
Jake
Ferguson. Yeah, to Ferguson. Okay, so her, Livy Dunn, and Kay Adams.
Start Kay Adams.
Wow.
Bench Livy Dunn. Cut the Cavender.
Wow.
It would have gotten real challenging if you'd thrown Paige Spiranek, Margot Robbie, and Kay Adams in there.
I actually, Wolf of Wall Street's on Netflix, and I was just flipping on I was doing.
Unreal?
Yes.
Yeah, unreal?
It's, wow.
Nowhere.
Hello, America.
I mean, just nobody's even close to that. I mean, you know how much I love Kay Adams.
Yes.
There is no one, and I mean no one, from here to Pluto that's in Margot Robbie's realm.
Yep.
And she's Australian.
I know. You forget that when you see her in her movies and then you see her talking normal life. You're like, whoa. Wow.
Hello, America. Or hello, Australia. How about this? Who you'd rather see win it all? Bills, Philly, New England.
Well, cut is not enough for Philly. Get them the hell out of here.
They might do it, dude.
I know, which is really annoying.
And their coach is going to really talk a bunch of smack.
I was thinking about that. Have we ever seen like a bad coach win a Super Bowl, let alone back-to-back? Because I still don't think he's a good coach. Get them the hell out of here. Send them to the sun. I'm going to vote Buffalo, number one.
You want to see the Bills do it?
Yeah.
Buffalo Mac, why don't you come out tonight? Come out tonight. Come out tonight. Oh, Buffalo Mac.
That's where I'm at, man.
Shout out, It's a Wonderful Life.
Great movie.
What do you want me to do, Mary? Can we put a lasso around the moon? I'll get you the moon, Mary.
Hot dog.
Yeah. Hot dog, $1 million. Merry Christmas, Mr. Potter.
So good.
Thank you. Coming up next Herbert, Lawrence, or May, start, bench, cut when it comes to this year's playoffs.
This year's playoffs, yep. Lawrence, Herbert, May.
Okay. No love for the MVP. A lot of big shoes to fill with an award that you just were awarded last night because of Matthew Stafford. And last but not least, on start, bench, cut, quarterbacks going to the playoffs this year, Bo Nix, Caleb Williams, CJ Stroud.
This is tough. This is really hard.
I like massive sacks.
I'll start CJ. It's been a good month for him. I like that defense behind him. I think he'll be able to game manage, and he's got experience. He's won 2 playoff games. I'll bench Bo Nix, and I'll cut Caleb Williams, even though it hurts.
Mm. Jalen Hurts. Coming up on the other side, there are incentives that are heavily out there in the world. We'll do one word, but we'll do bet or pass with Mac Morey next on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
This is Fesco and Dusty, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for K-State Athletics, 96.5, The Fan.
And to my brother George, the richest man in town. Had to get that in because we were doing It's a Wonderful Life quotes earlier. Somebody, Zuzu's Petals. Somebody had that one on the text.
That's a good one.
Hey there, Ernie. Oh, my God, my lip's bleeding again. This comes from Willie Sears on Facebook. He says, start, bench, cut, Dusty. Sophie Cunningham, Lexi Hall, or Caitlin Clark? Sophie Cunningham. I still think she'd be one of the more fun people to go get cocktails with and just see where the night went.
Yeah, she seems really fun. Really funny, smart.
Yeah, she was on with Caleb Presley.
Yeah.
Sunday Conversations.
Oh, I bet that was great.
Oh, fantastic. She's got, man, she's got that riz, dude. She's got that charisma that I like.
Yep.
She's got that type.
Natural.
And she's like the type of girl I think where I could be like, hey, you want to go play 18 real quick? And then we'll go get brunch and just like get wasted. Yeah.
She's like, sweet.
Let's do it. Sign me up. Sophie Cunningham, a diamond in the rough that went to Columbia and is from Missouri. So, coincidence? I think that. How about this from Sam Block on Twitter? Rams are ice cold. Bills are inconsistent. 49ers are banged up. Eagles win ugly. You don't trust the Seahawks. You don't trust the Broncos. You don't trust the Bears. You don't trust the Pats. You don't trust the Jags. And you don't trust the Texans. So I ask, who's going to win the Super Bowl?
This is
going to be awesome. To me, this tournament is going to look a lot like what it was like when March Madness had NIL and everybody did their brackets, right? And the transfer portal was alive. And everybody's like, Kansas, Duke, Carolina, UConn. And then all of a sudden you're like, where's Arkansas coming from? You're like, oh, you didn't know. Well, they have a ton of NIL money. They brought a bunch of guys from the transfer portal, and that's why they're good. Oh, you didn't know about this team. You didn't know that Florida was a pipeline of talent of the NIL and transfer portal. That's what I feel like this Super Bowl is going to look like. There is no Mahomes. There is no Burrow. There may not be no Lamar Jackson. Not that it matters. Lamar can't win the playoffs. But, like, this is that year where it's like, well, Trevor Lawrence was the first overall pick, won a national title, was praised to be the Prince of Promise. And then you're like, well, Josh Allen, he's always kind of been here. Here he is. I have no idea.
I don't know.
And to me,
happen. Chaos
sells.
Yes. Oh, 100%, man.
And I think that in the sport of the NFL, and maybe you can have this conversation real quickly, where is chaos better, in the NFL or in college basketball when it comes to the March Madness tournament? because both are one and done. You, like a lot of you in your fantasy leagues, you could go 11-1, and then you play the person that snuck in, and all of a sudden you're out. You could play the Pittsburgh Steelers in week one, Houston Texans, and somehow, because Rodgers looked really good on that final drive. Like, that's why they went and got Aaron Rodgers. Can you win us a game when we need you to win us a game?
It was terrible for the other 2 hours and 45 minutes.
Correct. But it was weird when that motor clicked. You're like, there's that guy. Yeah. He's quickly throwing it. He's spinning it through tight windows. And then for some reason, just kept targeting MVS.
Loves MVS.
That he does. But it is interesting.
Alan Lazard, yeah.
Because it's like, all those are valid points, right? Rams being cold, Bills being inconsistent, Niners banged up, Eagles win ugly.
Can't trust.
No trust.
No trust in any of these other teams.
Little trust.
Well, that's
big trust.
Big trust. That's why I mentioned the Texans and no trust. I agree, but it's a team that's been to the playoffs now 3 years in a row. They've won a playoff game each of the last two seasons, and they have the first or second best defense. And what are we saying on the NFC side, right? Like, experience and defense with the Philadelphia Eagles is making us kind of lean that direction. Plus, the last few weeks, how we've seen them perform and get healthier, to me, are the Houston Texans the AFC Eagles right now? Because that's it. They've gotten healthier. They've gotten better the last few weeks. They don't have the running game.
Yeah. The similarities are uncanny.
I trust C.J. Stroud more than I trust Jalen Hurts.
Do you trust A.J. Brown or Nico Collins more? Dallas Goedert, Dalton Schultz.
It's like these are really even.
Marks or Barkley?
Like, obviously, I'll take Barkley.
Hurts, Stroud.
I'll take Stroud.
D-line.
It's pretty close. I mean, I kind of like edge rushers. Yeah, that's fair.
Phillies is just...
It's all four is the thing. All four.
And the pressure is generated from all fronts.
Yes.
Like, it could be Jalen Carter this time. It could be Jalen Carter's teammate the next time. It could be their teammate the other time.
No, you're right.
It's going to be fun, dude. I know the Chiefs aren't in it, and we've advocated that it's okay to have 1 year off.
Yeah.
But I don't want to have another year off.
Hell no. Unacceptable.
But this is, if I'm going to have the year off, this is the one.
This is a good year, man.
I don't want to see a league. And to be fair, and this is just conversation, I don't want to have the season where it's like only Mahomes missed.
Yeah.
Right? Like, say, like Burrow, Allen, Lamar, Herbert, Lawrence, all those guys made it. And then it's like, all right. I also kind of love the foreshadowing that we might be getting, because for Mahomes' career, he's been comped to Tom Brady. Now Mahomes is taking a backseat due to injury and a terrible season that the Chiefs had. And who's the MVP?
I mean, Drake May.
Who's the coach of the year?
It's going to be Mike Vrabel.
New England might be back.
Yeah.
And then it's going to be what? Can Drake May catch Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah.
And here we go again.
How the turntables.
Right. And now it's going to be, can Drake May get to three championships within his first 6 years or 7 years like Patrick Mahomes did?
Last game at Arrowhead, hosting the Cincinnati Bengals, and Steve Spagnuolo is the head coach. The picture that you painted, which was beautiful yesterday. Joe Burrow, it's the Bengals, Burrow had the whole thing with Spags. Mm-hmm. Last game at Arrowhead for the AFC Championship game. Or, same scenario, but it is Drake May and the Patriots, reverse of Mahomes and Brady trying to catch which one?
Yeah, give me the Patriots.
Give Patriots?
Yeah.
That's fair.
Because that's what it's going to be. Because Patriots dynasty fans, for very obvious reasons, have always kind of scoffed at the Chiefs. Like, you haven't done it for 20 years. Nice run. It was for 10. It wasn't 20. We had that one guy on the show. I can't even remember his name. He's like, yeah, dynasty has to be 20 years. Get bent.
That was in Gary Myers.
Right. Yeah, Gary Myers.
Gary.
And
you're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about.
Fair.
Get bent.
Because then I saw a lot of New England truthers out there yesterday going, congrats on the run with the AFC East, boys, and the Bills. 5 years. Cool story.
I know. Tom Brady's second longest streak was 6.
Mm-hmm.
He had 11-6. Also, Bills, only team to win their division 5 straight years and not make a Super Bowl. Jeez.
Yeah, this playoff system is going to be nuts. I mean, we already talked about it earlier, the potential, what could be the 7-2 games going in. Because you know one's going to be 3:30. The other one, or will they split them day to day?
They'll split them day to day.
So we'll have the night game on Saturday. Yeah. Could be Bills Patriots in New England, or it could be Green Bay and Chicago.
Yes.
Either way, locked the F in.
So in, dude. And then that Saturday 3:30 game is Pittsburgh and Houston. which is every season now. Every season, it's Pittsburgh and Houston Saturday 3:30.
I don't know if this is a real text. What exactly does get bent mean? I responded. I can't say it on air, but I feel like that is like the response that it means.
Yeah, screw you.
Somebody says, do you guys think the Patriots will come to Arrowhead next season? Do we play the AFC East?
I'd have to look at the division.
Because I know we play the NFC West. Because a lot of people think that game against the Rams could be in Australia.
Yeah.
I think we do play the AFC East. We do play the AFC East. Well, if you're the third place finisher, you would get the easier games at home, correct? So you would get New England and Buffalo at home, and then you would go to the Jets and to Miami?
To Miami, yeah, which would be, that's great.
So yeah, Tyreek Hill will be lined up at receiver in Miami for the Kansas City Chiefs next year? Yeah or nay on that?
Nay.
Okay. Too much money?
Money, that injury, the attitude.
Fair.
All of it.
Fair. Somebody says the 49ers are getting hot. Purdy, bruh.
Purdy, bruh, for sure, dude.
No, we're in on that.
Yes, like, we were talking about it.
This is the... That was the best I'd ever seen Brock Purdy look.
100%.
No doubt about it.
Yes.
The toe is fixed. The confidence is there. And Shanahan's got him doing the right thing.
And Shanahan's just locked
in. He doesn't have Ayuk. He doesn't have Kittle.
He didn't have Kittle.
He does have Christian McCaffrey, who's just that. So let me ask you this for fantasy football next year.
Yeah.
Number one overall pick.
I know.
Bijan Robinson, Christian McCaffrey, or Jahmyr Gibbs?
Because
those are going to be your first three picks.
Right. That's going to be the conversation.
Because this year it was like Saquon, Jamar Chase, and
I think it was
probably Gibbs or Bijan.
Yeah.
Those were your top four, at least in most leagues that I monitored or that I was in. Those were the first four picks taken. It was Gibbs, Robinson, Saquon, and Jamar Chase.
I think I was very anti-Saquon number one pick
this
year.
And we're talking full point PPR.
Yep. And for that same reason that I'll say McCaffrey not number one, I'll say Saquon, is I just don't like the usage in the back-to-back years. I didn't think Saquon was going to do that again or at least have it close to a repeat. That's been the case. McCaffrey, injuries... One year on, 1 year off. I'm just kind of like, number one pick now. If it's the number three pick, yeah, all right. He just fell to me. Yeah, I'm going to do that. Because he's, after this season, Christian McCaffrey is up there with maybe the best fantasy football player of all time. It's like him, LaDainian Tomlinson. There are a few guys that have had runs like Christian McCaffrey. So I get why you would do it. But personally, I'd lead Bijan.
Somebody in the text line says, Puka, Stafford comes back.
Yeah, that's fair. So injuries.
I mean, think about that. If you pick in the top five next year, you're picking one of those five.
I haven't even talked about Jamar Chase,
mm-hmm.
who was also a guy who was in that top three, top four range this year as well. He was talked about a lot.
Now, he lived up to his expectations, I think. He missed a game, and then they missed Burrow, but he had a couple of big games with Jake Browning. Mm-hmm. I still probably think he was probably like a wide receiver five this year. Wide receiver play was kind of down this year for fantasy numbers. Justin Jefferson wasn't there. Jamar Chase hit up and downs. Chris Olave came out of nowhere with Tyler Shuck. That's another guy to keep your eye on next year. If they keep that tandem together, we could do this forever. 100%.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
honestly. Yes. So let's get into what is incentive heavy week 18.
Ooh, let's do it.
Because
okay.
We have bet or pass with Mac Morey with incentive heavy lines coming up next week in the NFL's week 18 slate.
And we know this, and the books have reacted over the years, right? So they're not going to be exactly as juicy as they used to be, but this is still something where we can get an edge a little bit on these books. And maybe if you start now, you can be, what is it, the whale rather than the...
There's sharks and there's whales. Or you can be the gazelle, be the whales and gazelles. Either get it now or wait.
Well, let's see if we can get it now. Stephon Diggs, we'll start here. 8 more catches for a $500,000 bonus. He needs 130 yards to cash another $1 million. So basically, 8 catches and 130 yards would mean $1.5 million for Diggs. What do you think about either of those? 130 is a lot.
I don't like that. That's a little high for me. I think that's one of those where I think New England had a great year. He played a good role. He wasn't a distraction like a lot of people thought he could have been for coming from Buffalo. Dating Cardi B. Remember he was doing that whatever was in that pink bag on that boat and everybody was just, rocking their BBLs.
Oh, yeah.
I think they just write him a check and say, hey, man, here's your 1.5. Now, they do play the Dolphins. They have a bottom 10 secondary. But again, 8 catches for 100 yards or 130 for 8, that's a lot.
It's a lot. It's
especially with, I assume they're going to play their starters. They have to keep the number one seed in their favor.
Yes, they will definitely play their starters.
So
his best game this season was
against Buffalo.
against Buffalo, 10 for 146. And then 2 weeks ago against Baltimore, 9 for 138. So those are his two best games of the year, and they are at that mark.
I mean, why not? I'm not touching that one.
Yeah,
that's just too high for me. Like, Puka's number last night was 7 and 100, and he didn't do it.
He didn't do it. Yeah.
Against not a great secondary.
He's had 8 catches 3 times this season. It's going to be tough. That's a tough one. Yeah, I think I'm with you.
I pass.
I think I pass. Yeah, let's pass on that one. Sam Darnold, our boy, 150 passing yards to unlock a $500,000 bonus. And how about 3 touchdowns? 3 or more passing touchdowns, $500,000. So he could unlock $1 million with 150 and 3 TDs. I mean, 150 seems, that's right. That we can lock that. Now, betting that is kind of the problem. That's going to be minus 500. Maybe you bump that up to 200.
Yeah. 150, 3 or more passing touchdowns, faces the Niners. I feel like he could do it. But again, it's another one of those Sam Darnold narratives where it's like, it's a big game. It's a divisional game. All
Prime
the
time.
Lights, all the eyes, all the televisions on Saturday night are going to be on this game, whether you believe it or not. It's the second of the two. The first one's kind of the appetizer, right? I'll have a couple wings. I'll take a couple salmon dip bites. But I'm going to save room for the steak, potatoes, and asparagus. That's what this game is.
Yes.
And if you believe in Sam Darnold, then you bet on this. 150, 3 touchdowns. Lock me in.
I love it. And honestly, we just saw the Niners defense get ravaged. Right,
yeah.
I mean, we've seen them get beat. That is something that is that's why I'm hesitant with them with the Super Bowl because of that defense. They really need Fred Warner to come back for the playoffs. Saquon Barkley moving on with incentives here that are we could maybe capitalize on and make a little bit of money in Week 18.
Gotta figure out how to make money on this. I really want to.
Saquon Barkley, 87 scrimmage yards to hit 1,500 on the season, and that would unlock a $500,000 bonus. So 87 scrimmage yards.
Yeah.
All purpose. Yeah.
Hammer.
Hit that all day.
He might just get that in rushing.
Yes, exactly. I was going to say, you could maybe just do this 90 yards rushing because they play
Washington.
Yeah. They play Washington. It's a bad
old third most slow. Rushing yards allowed.
There you go.
And you know they're checked out.
Yeah, they have been checked out.
One, two, three, Cancun. I think you hammer Saquon. Been a down year. I think Sirianni is a player's guy and a fan hater, whether you like that or not. I think that he knows this. We know this. They know that. Hey, we got to get Saquon 87, and then we're going to play with Tank Bigsby the rest of the way.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
So go get your 87. We're going to run the ball. I mean, they didn't. You thought that they'd run the ball against Buffalo. First 3 plays of the game, pass. Fourth play of the game, run. 7 yards in miserable conditions. Still won the game. Didn't understand the play calling, but for 87 scrimmage yards and a $500,000 check, got to think they're going to let Saquon eat on that.
I would imagine. It's again, scrimmage yards.
Yeah.
30-yard screen pass. You're already 50 yards away.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take that.
I would bet that for sure.
Yes. And I may even bump it up to 100. Tony Pollard over there on the Tennessee Titans, 66 rushing yards to cash $250,000 bonus. 2 more touchdowns for $250,000. He has had 85 rushing yards in 4 straight games. He's looked pretty good. He's still got juice. I think he might be a free agent after this season, too. That's a guy I wouldn't be super mad about adding.
My question is, are you really going to put money on a Tennessee Titans player to walk, you know what I mean? Like,
no, you're right. Who do they, let me just pull up the schedule here. So
divisional opponent.
Yeah.
It's
I think
not
they play
Jackson,
the Jags.
Yeah, it's Jacksonville.
Yeah, it's at Jacksonville.
And Jacksonville is going to play their starters?
They will play their starters. Yes, that is for the division.
I don't like the 2 touchdowns, but I like the 66 rushing
yards. Yeah, I'll take 66 rushing.
Because, see, you could parlay a lot of this, where you could be like, Darnold,
exactly.
3 touchdowns. Pollard,
70-yard rushing.
You know, 67 yards rushing.
Yep.
Saquon Barkley, 87 yards rushing and passing. And then you'd be like, hey, your guys' incentives hit, my incentives hit. I like the yards for Pollard. I don't like the touchdowns. But let me bet the rushing yards, not the touchdowns. On incentive, one word.
He should have had a touchdown against the Chiefs. I mean, it was over the goal line. Would have made me a lot of money, and they took it back. It's okay, though. Keenan Allen will make some money. How much is the question here? He's 11 yards away from $250,000, so he's getting those 11 yards, you'd think.
Mm-hmm.
Needs 6 catches for a massive $750,000 incentive. And they faced the Broncos, obviously, this week.
Mm-hmm.
He had 7 catches against them earlier this season. So 7 catches for $750,000.
I take this bet because I believe this is the last ride for Keenan.
Me too.
So collect as much cash as you can.
And him and Herbert are bros.
And they are. And I don't know what's happened. I think this is the Keenan Allen effect. Ladd McConkey, massive disappointment this year.
Sucks.
Saw him available in fantasy football in like round two, very low.
He was one of our favorite guys.
Correct.
Last year.
Because I took Ja'Marr Chase overall one in one draft. And then I had the, you know, second or the last pick of the second round, and McConkey was there. And I'm like, okay, I've chased McConkey. That should be 40 points a week.
Yes.
Wasn't the case.
Hasn't happened.
They signed Keenan Allen late, and Keenan Allen took a lot of shares away from Ladd McConkey. So I do believe that Keenan Allen can get six for 11.
Seven.
I mean, I'm sorry, yes. Well, it says he needs six catches for a massive
750,000. Oh, you're right. Six catches. He had seven. But yeah. Yes. Thank you.
So give me six for, I don't know, you could just be really easy on this. It'd be like minus 900, but you could just take the 11 yards.
Yeah.
But I think the six catches could play.
For sure.
It's going to be a backup quarterback. It's not going to be Herbert. You're going to have to throw to your trusted guy. So I could see Keenan Allen be like, hey, man, I need six for 11. I'm just going to run 5 yard outs all day. Just find me. I'll make sure it happens.
Yeah, I'll catch it.
Because exactly. It's not Herbert in this game. They're benching Herbert
for this
game.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It'll be Trey Lance.
Correct. That makes a little bit of a difference.
I don't know. That kind of makes me like it more because Keenan's such a safety blanket.
Sure.
So it's like Trey Lance, like, oh, where's Keenan? You know, it's like
Trey Lance complete six passes. That's the question. That should be an incentive worth $4 million.
Maybe that's what we bet on. Trey Lance to complete six passes.
Right.
We'll continue here before we get out of here. Let's do a Chief, Marquise Brown.
Ooh. One touchdown, right? That's been the number all year, like the last like 5 weeks.
Last 5 weeks for 250K, and he's 102 yards away from 625,000.
Let's get Hollywood. No, let's get Hollywood. Let's bet this.
Let's
102,
bet
his best game was what, 99 yards
99
against the Chargers week one?
Yes.
And then we never saw him again. give me the touchdown at 102. Who else is catching
that's
the ball?
That's true.
Or is it going to be the Travis Kelce parlay once again?
Hopefully. I'd rather have that.
Because what, Kelce needs 53 yards to pass Jason Witten of all time. That's kind of an incentive.
It is.
You take it. It is. You taking Jason or Jason Kelce? You taking Travis Kelce over 53 and a half yards receiving against the Raiders in his final game of his career?
I'm going to do it.
Why not?
Why not? Parlay that with a couple of things, and there you go. You're making some money.
I do like the Rico Dowdle incentive. That seems like a slam dunk. Seven total yards for $1 million and one touchdown.
Yeah.
Against Tampa Bay.
Bet him for 50 and a TUD, and that's probably a decent bet.
That is the incentive bet or pass here on Fesco and Dusty, but it is going to be just Mac and myself. For the final 20 minutes, we'll set you up for the rest of the year and get out of here, and we'll join you again next Monday. So here we go. Somebody says, are the Chargers benching Justin Herbert? Yep, that's what we said. He's not playing. So Trey Lance will be the one throwing to Keenan Allen. We'll be right back here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
To Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
The greatest Binkley tease of all time. Didn't happen in 2025, happened in 2023.
With Nick Price and Dusty Likens, you got something to say? Well, you say it! Dusty's right here, Nick, to take your calls. 913-576-7610.
I feel like he almost cussed right here.
Dusty's right here, Nick, to take your calls.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
2025 coming to an end for us, for you. New Year's resolutions come out.
A couple inches does make a difference.
And we said that earlier today. The storylines of 2025, sports-wise. Also, shout out Tiger Woods and LeBron James share the same birthday. Tiger Woods, 50 years old, can now go play on the senior tour. Over under three senior majors for Tiger Woods.
Over.
Okay.
Happy birthday to one of my best friends and college roommate, Brett. Love you, man.
There you go. Your age?
Yep.
pretty soon we'll be talking like,
hey, man, what did Baker Mahomes yesterday? Was that his best performance ever?
He was at the Titans game with me in his Titans jersey.
Mm, that's tough.
I know. We were both just sad. I was just telling JT there were Chargers fans behind us laughing at me.
We've got a bunch of people chiming in when it comes to what you remember most in 2025. Yeah. The holiday party.
Yeah,
definitely
sure.
Up there. Yep. That's in there. The Philly Karen took the kid's ball. Remember that?
Oh, my God.
See, like, this is why we do this.
Yes.
This is why we end the show
at the Phillies
on storylines we might have forgot about in 2025.
That was despicable.
Mm-hmm.
Kid catches a ball. Karen comes up. No, that's mine. I got it.
And then the Philadelphia Phillies did what was right.
Yes.
And just showered that kid with gifts, which is what you should have done. Right? Savannah Bananas played at Kauffman Stadium.
Yes. And Bob and I went.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. And it was great.
Yes, yeah, I heard it was a ton of fun.
Very fun.
Chauncey Billups had a rough 2025.
Oh, man.
Gambling with the mob with X-ray glasses. So that was there.
Gambling in general, right? Scandals, man.
Somebody says, remember when Katy Perry became an astronaut? That's right. She went from a firework to an astronaut. Because that's what money can do.
Yes.
Net worth, $450 million.
We all wanted you to spend your money like that. Yes, thank you.
Somebody says, Dusty, the Cavender sisters sound like Jersey Chasers. I don't think you fall in their type. Well, they didn't know I played sophomore basketball for Blue Springs High School. One of the greatest three-point strokes you've ever seen.
There we go. Yeah.
Nobody says that. Somebody says, where were you when you saw the video of the Coldplay couple? Also 2025.
That was such a good video. I watched that video over under 15 times.
You guys reenacted when I went to Gulf Shores.
We did.
Yeah, we did. We did. I mean, just so much happens in a year. I don't know what 2026 will hold for us.
I know.
Should be fun. That'll be our third year together. That's insane.
Wow. Yeah, that's crazy.
We survived New Orleans.
Yes, we did.
Right?
Barely.
We took an Uber four blocks, and we were told to get out and walk.
And we'll never live
when
that
the big
down.
Boss says that, you do what the big boss says.
You just do it.
Yeah, 100 men versus a gorilla. That was a story. Remember when they just started doing those videos?
Absolutely.
Jake Paul got knocked out in 2025.
Finally.
We all love that. He also fought Mike Tyson in 2025. We all remember that. The internet shut down.
Yep.
Netflix crashed.
Did you see? Wait.
Taylor Swift was on New Heights. That set the viewing
internet
record or whatever, right? That was big.
Taylor Swift and Kelsey got engaged. Another thing that set the internet on fire.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you saw that Anthony Joshua story yesterday.
That
was sad.
It was in
Nigeria.
Nigeria. It was in a fatal car accident. He lived. Two people did pass.
Yeah. It's tragic.
Yeah, there was a lot. We lost Gene Hackman.
Yeah,
we lost
terrible.
Just recently Rob Reiner and his wife. We lost Robert Redford.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, there's so many more that we lost.
Non-sports and non-death. Severance took over. Huge show. Severance took over for a minute. Right now, Stranger Things taking over, and I'm catching up. So I'm missing the big frenzy, but I will be with you guys in a minute.
Somebody says we also had the great conversation of the Masters versus the NFL draft debate. That was great.
Yes. Never seen Dusty more mad. It was great.
I mean,
Binkley just
who had Dusty and Eric Stonestreet getting into
argument
on the air in 2025. We lost Hulk Hogan thanks to Aussie Robert.
Yep, we did. Yep, Aussie.
We lost him, brother. What are you going to do when the Hulkster gets to the Golden Gates and says, brother, I'm getting my wings?
The New Orleans prison break. Remember that? Like,
yeah, that one. The last guy just got caught.
Just months.
What was that noise?
I don't know.
Oh.
It sounded probably something like.
Yeah, that's in there. Yeah, sports story of the year got a twofer. The Masters and Rory. And minor note, but still super cool. Ken Griffey Jr. becoming a sports photographer.
That was
awesome.
Yeah,
we saw those photos.
I do love that.
Yeah, that was fun.
Really cool.
We lost Diane Keaton as well. Yeah. Golly, we lost some celebrities. 6'7".
I mean, you can't.
Come right.
On. 6'7".
The Greg Biffle plane crash. That was terrible.
It's tragic.
Just stop flying small planes, dude. Just don't do it.
Yeah, it seems like that is the theme there. Yeah.
Mahomes cut his hair. We thought that was going to do something.
Lane Kiffin. Yep. Just recently someone texted that in. That's a big one.
Shout out to 96.5 The Fan going to an FM channel in 2025. Val Kilmer, lost him. Lost Jane Goodall. Another Diane Keaton reference. Lost a lot, man.
96.5 The Fan going to the FM channel.
Mm-hmm.
That did happen, I guess, in 2024, though.
I think so.
Yes, it did.
2025 was the best year for Binkley drops.
True.
That's
true.
Yeah. Because, I mean, there's just so many in our encyclopedia that you can go to. I mean, they're literally everywhere. I mean, you just type in Bink into the audio folder, and they all come out together.
Just a bunch of fun. You just have a bunch of fun.
That guy's an idiot, man.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you have...
They announced Josh Simmons, offensive tackle from Ohio State.
Yep. Ohio State. Hey, well, yo, man.
Yeah, that... BBL Stinky?
Oh, yeah, BBL Stinky.
You know what
BBL
I mean?
Stinky.
Well, I...
Mm-hmm.
That's my favorite.
I mean...
There's a rumor that, like, my boyfriend dumped me because my BBL stink. And it's just like... The thing about me is I'm very, very anal. Funny. I'm very anal about how I smell.
Got it.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know who made the rumors that BBL stink, but it's like it doesn't... stink. Well, how would a BBO stink if you don't got no open wombs?
You tell
why? Because your ass is fatter.
Mm-hmm.
You can't clean a fat ass.
Can't clean
you don't
a
know how to clean
ass.
A fat ass.
Mm.
You do.
I do.
Oh, well, biggest story of them all from the 6-2-0. Bob finally picked a game and it wasn't 35-0.
Almost nailed 35-0.
And he did almost nail 35-0.
Yeah, Gold went to Nashville, home of the biggest cities. Gold pulled a 1-1 card. C-Dot getting rejected at the Royals game on the Jumbotron.
Get bent.
Right? John Cena retirement against Gunther.
Yeah, we didn't talk about that.
Yeah, well, blame Paul Levesque. And then, of course, Denny Matthews got married.
Yes.
Well, one day, Likens, you'll get married as well, and you'll have find your wife. It's going to be fine, trust me. Slider loan away to Ibanez, and the Royals lose 4-1. We'll have Steve with the scores after this.
Predict me one top story of 2026.
Ooh, is that what you're asking me, or is it the text line's asking?
That's what I'm asking.
One, okay.
Could be anything. Not sports. I don't care. And I did that on the spot with not a lot of time. So
okay. One big prediction for 2026. How about this? Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift will give birth to a boy.
Ooh.
And the future of the Chiefs will be Mahomes' son and Kelce and Taylor Swift.
Nice. That's a fun one. That's what I wanted.
Travis Jr. and Bronze are going to be the quarterback and tight end tandem in the new stadium in Kansas. How about that? Oh, we got a new Pope. We lost Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, yeah.
Lost David Lynch.
That was tough.
We learned that we hate AI in 2025. Oh, 100%.
We do hate it. That's a good call.
Yeah. And then somebody says, shout out to Luke Litter. For winning the darts, right? This guy?
Just sum up how you're feeling. It's a bit of a hostile environment out here. What's going through your head, Luke?
I'm not bothered. Really, I'm not bothered. Really not bothered. Can I just say one thing?
Oh, wow. Why did I do that? I think it's right here, though.
Can I just say one thing? You guys pay for tickets, and you're paying for my prize money, so thank you. Thank you for my money. Thank you for booing me. Thank you. Come on!
Hey, I'm...
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I mean this from the bottom of my heart. Thanks to Robert Aussie, my guy. Thanks to Mac Morey. Car troubles, they're picking me up. They're taking me there. They're getting me ways home. They're doing nice things for people. You can do that today. You can do that tomorrow. You can do it all throughout 2026. Go do nice things for people. You never know. It could change their day, their week, their month, their year. It's simply cool to care. Kansas City, stay kind, stay safe, stay groovy. Find that peace of mind that Dan Hughes had to say. Coming up next, it's Logie Berra and JT Noah on your airwaves from 10 to 2 on 96.5 The Fan. We'll talk to you next year. I hate that I did that.
Tatum's coming back. Celtics win the championship.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.